Welcome back to In Depth with Academia, where we dive into the fascinating world of academic research together. I'm Richard Price, your host and CEO of academia.edu, and today we're exploring an intriguing piece of cryptographic history. We're peeling back the layers of Moshe Rubin's paper on Byrne's primitive chaosifer model. Ever heard of the chaosifer? No? Well, you're in for a treat. So, Moshe Rubin takes us through the story of John F. Byrne, a cryptographic innovator who developed this unique encryption method back in 1918. It's crazy when you think about it, right? A system created over a century ago, which stumped cryptanalysts for years. What makes it tick exactly? And why? Byrne's system was so perplexing that even the likes of the US Signal Corps and Navy showed interest, but alas, they weren't truly convinced to adopt it. What's the secret? Why was Byrne's chaosifer so indecipherable? And why was the encryption system donated to the National Cryptologic Museum? Now, Moshe Rubin takes us on a bit of a historical journey through his paper, introducing us to the cleverly deceptive chaocipher algorithm. This system isn't just any run-of-the-mill encryption method. Oh no, it's a dynamic and ingeniously constructed cipher that involves continuous permutations of alphabets. Each time a letter is enciphered, the entire alphabet undergoes a permutation. Imagine the potential confusion. How does it all work in practical terms, you ask? Well, picture this. A device with two disks that rotate in opposite directions. You use one disk for the plain text and the other for the ciphertext, and they mesh together in a way that feels almost mystical. As you select a plain text letter, the corresponding ciphertext letter changes thanks to the ongoing shifting of alphabets. Intriguing, huh? So, you might wonder, what does this mean for you, dear listener? Even if you're not diving into cryptography on the daily, this research offers a glimpse into the inventive mindset behind cryptographic systems. It's about understanding that what appears complex may be rooted in seemingly simple principles. This chaosifer tale also highlights how determination and secrecy can intertwine, sometimes leading to formulas that only unveil their mysteries years later. Back to the method. Digressions aside, this system is indeed quite the mechanical marvel. But Byrne's original concept wasn't even a physical machine. Instead, it was an algorithmic dream, realized with cardboard and wooden letters by his son. We're dealing with a system of permutations that's not easily cracked, a testament to Byrne's vision. And Rubin seems pretty excited about this algorithmic revelation. Not that he's advocating for its widespread use today. Instead, he aims to reveal it, allowing cryptanalysts to research and test their skills. The paper showcases how the sequence of permutations can transform decoding from a secure message to a cryptic puzzle. Rubin's findings don't just stop at the algorithm itself. Part of the allure is the connection to its historical context. The very paper trail of failed attempts by cryptanalysts over decades adds an element of mystery and suspense. And let's not ignore the involvement of key historical players like William F. Friedman and the National Cryptologic Museum. It's like a cryptographic soap opera spanning decades. Now, before I wrap this up with a pretty bow, yes, I hear you asking, why does this all matter, Richard? Look, academic papers aren't always about providing definitive answers. Sometimes they provoke thought, challenge us to question, or even encourage us to explore new possibilities. It's a grand adventure of the mind. Who knew that an encryption technique from 1918 could spur a century-spanning mystery? It might not be the Da Vinci Code, but it offers a lesson in persistence and innovation. And that's valuable for every one of us. So today, as we close the cover on Byrne's chaocipher story, remember, it's not about endorsing or debunking theories. It's about opening windows to new ways of understanding and honouring the puzzling path of history. All right, folks, I've rambled enough for today. Thank you for joining me on In Depth with Academia. Until next time, keep questioning, keep pondering, and most importantly, keep learning. Take care, everyone.